September 27th, Jesus says, I stated, if you remain faithful to my word, you will truly be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. To remain faithful to my word means, to be faithful to Christ, for the word of the Father is Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. By remaining faithful to my word, you remain faithful to our eternal Trinity, for if you love the word, you also love his origin, and in loving him, you also love the Holy Spirit, who, together with the Father, provided for sending the Christ onto the earth, to give you the doctrine of life and the redemption. That is why those who love me, and do not love my origin, and do not love my Maker, love, are not true faithful, for it is love, that generated the Christ for the living, as the Father generated the Son Word, and it is love, that generated the Redeemer for man, by uniting the two natures, human and divine, into a single knot of fire from which the true light came into the world. Those who love only one of the Holy Triad, and do not love the other two are not true faithful, and are at fault in regard to charity and faith. By failing in faith, they also fail in truth, for they cast doubt upon the truth that I came to bring you and refuse to know it, by placing an impediment for the intelligence of it. How do they place it? By refusing God. For God is charity, and how can those who know charity so little as to be incapable of loving what God has made and what God has given, say they are in God? And if they are not in God, just like a son in his father's breast, how can they have in themselves the capacity to understand the Father's supernatural language? Do you see how the essence of faith is like a wonderful circle without interruption, and surrounds you with a single vital embrace? But if you break it violently out of mental pride, hardness of heart, and the heaviness of the flesh, then it presents a gap which no human reason is able to fill. And what always happens, happens to you. You rush out through the abyss opened up by your will, which does not accept with the simplicity of children what goodness tells you to believe, and in your rush you do not stop at the mire of the earth. It would already be a sin, for you have been made for heaven, and not to sully your souls in the mire of the earth. But you rush beyond the earth, into the realms of Satan, for those who live separated from God, from his word and his love, kill life in themselves, and their being is nourished by the horrendous fire, where the hater of God roams about. You should also believe, my children, that it is enough to reject a part of truth, to create a chaos in yourselves. It is enough to accept one point less of my doctrine in order for the whole edifice of faith to be shattered, and for you to find yourselves, as if amidst the ruins of a building that has collapsed, full of fissures and dangers. Now isn't the modern world doing just this? Doesn't it choose from my speech what it finds most convenient and refuse the rest? Doesn't it perhaps believe in individual points, while denying the others? But, children of my love, reflect. Can I have come to speak useless words to you? Deceitful words? Impossible to be believed, and to be put into practice? No, creatures of my pain. I did not say a single word which is useless, and do not say one. I did not say a single word that is not true, and do not say one. I did not say a single word which is impossible for the Spirit, I mean the Spirit which is generated by God, part of God Himself enclosed in you, which the Spirit cannot believe. I did not say a single word which you cannot practice, if you just want to do so, for I am intelligent, just, and good and do not give foolish orders, burdens superior to your strength, nor do I make demands which, because of their severity, are in contrast to goodness. Be faithful to me, dear children. Accept my word without wanting to criticize it, and where your weakness does not arrive at understanding, turn to me, the light of the world. For the millionth time, I, God, assure you that I do not want your ruin, but your salvation, and, like a sitting hen anxious about her young, I hold you in my embrace, because I am anxious about your eternal life. Do not depart from my embrace. I am faithful to my children, be faithful to me. How beautiful the day will be when, after having loved one another, through such a vast distance of ether, you will come to me forever, and we will be able to love one another, sempiternally. Lights having returned to the light, lives having returned to life. Spirits having returned to the Spirit, children having returned to the Father, exiles having returned to their country, heirs of a king received into the kingdom of your God, the King of kings and Lord of the universe.